I hope Matt's okay with it.
I didn't really ask.
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. There was so much going on last night. I didn't get to watch enough of this, and I'm frustrated that I didn't. But for a second game in a row, granted, it's early, the Washington Capitals beat an undefeated, previously undefeated team. On Tuesday, it was the Vegas Golden Knights at 3-0-0. Last night, it was the Dallas Stars, who came in at 4-0-0. Now, earlier in the day, as we told you on the show, they paid their starting goaltender, their franchise goaltender, Jake Oettinger, on an 8-year contract extension, but he didn't play last night. So maybe the Caps got a little bit of a break, right? They were down 1-0 after one. But then a 3-goal second period is what he wanted to say. Hello. Second game in a row for that as well. And the Capitals get the job done. Again, they were down 1-0. Then Tom Wilson, 3rd goal in 3 games. That's right, the Tom Wilson. The ones that some people think is just a goon, or some people think he's so popular just because he's handsome. They do that on another radio show. We don't care about handsome around here. Okay? We care about good hockey players. Tom Wilson's a good hockey player. His 3rd goal of the year, Pierre-Luc Dubois and Connor McMichael, each with their 2nd assist on that goal that tied the game up at 1-1. Then the Capitals took a 2-1 lead. Dylan Strome, his 2nd of the year. And Johnny B. Goode with the assists, but not the goal. His 3rd assist already. Alexei Protas with his 1st assist of the year to give the Capitals a 2-1 lead. The Stars would tie it up at 2-2, but the Capitals would not be denied. Taylor Radish, a new addition to the team, with the go-ahead goal unassisted, 17-19 of the 2nd period. Nothing across either way in the 3rd period. 2nd consecutive game. That's happened. Remember, they went into the 3rd period Tuesday night up 4-2. They went into the 3rd period last night up 3-2. No goals on either side. The Capitals get the win at home, improve to 2-1, and head to New Jersey to take on the Devils, a team that spanked them around pretty good in the home opener last Saturday night. Maybe a little revenge on Saturday at the Prudential Center. And you heard the game right here on the Team 980. How about that? Because we had all sorts of things going on. Normally, their games are over on 106.7 The Fan. But the Virginia Tech Hokies were playing. So the Capitals were heard here on the Team 980. And the Odyssey app, always make sure you stay with us. We're always juggling things around. We'll let you know what we have play-by-play-wise here on the Team 980. So that's number one, part of cleanup on aisle three. Now, the other big story that we have not had time to touch on is Virginia's Tony Bennett. We asked Chris McLean of WFNZ in Charlotte because he's a big college hoops guy, and he covers the ACC a lot, and he cares much more than I do. Virginia basketball is about to start in a couple of weeks, right? They're already practicing, and Tony Bennett officially announced his retirement this morning. And he pointed to the quote-unquote current environment, end quote, in college sports as one of the driving forces behind his reason stepping down, saying, quote, "The hardest thing to say when I looked at myself and I realized I'm no longer the best coach to lead the program in this current environment. If you're going to do it, you got to be all in. If you do it half-hearted, it's not fair to the university and those young men. So in looking at it, that's what made me step down." Now, a lot of people are critical of Tony Bennett for walking away when he did. He should have done it a couple of months ago. Could have done it when kids had an opportunity to transfer, blah, blah, blah. Again, I know it's unrealistic, but kids should not be playing solely and strictly for the head coach. You should be playing because it represents the best opportunity for you to grow as a young man and as a basketball player or a football player, and because you love that university. Because coaches can just get up and leave. They can get fired. They can quit. They can resign early on, midway through the offseason, late in the offseason, early in the season. Somebody was saying Dick Bennett, Tony Bennett's dad, quit 3 games into the Wisconsin season back in 2000. I should remember that, but I vaguely remember it. I'm sure it's true. The bottom line is, we had a vicious argument, the young buck and I, over the offseason about NIL and the current environment, the transfer portal, the unlimited transfer. Once again, just like I'm right about almost every other argument, once again, he was dead set against saying that coaches were resigning or quitting, not coming back because of the system. There's nothing wrong with the system. It's not driving coaches away. It's no big deal. No impact. You know, Nick Saban just walked away at the still at the top of the game for no reason. And I said, no, it's actually the number one reason. And here you have Tony Bennett not exactly saying it, but quitting 2 weeks before the season starts and basically saying, hey, man, I just don't have the energy to deal with this. And I will say this one thing. Okay, sure, it's unfair to the kids. You know, the transfer portal, this, that, and the other. I got it. I understand. It kind of puts them in a compromising position. It also helps somebody from his staff that now gets to step up and be the interim head coach instead of somebody completely out of the building and out of the campus. But also think about this. It's admirable, in my opinion, for Tony Bennett to say, you know what? I thought I could do it, but I can't. I tried to find it. I was hoping just by getting back to practice, it would solve a lot of these feelings that I was feeling. A lot of these things that I was thinking. Would you rather this happen one game into the season? Or, like his dad, 3 games into the season? Or 10 games into the season, right? Mark Turgeon just quit, walked away. What? A dozen games into the Terp season a couple years ago? Never to be heard from again, right? Would you rather that? Or would you rather this? And the answer for me is I'd rather this. And I also, and I'll freely admit, whether you like this or not about me, I am not a jock sniffer. I don't just care about the players. I care about everything. Everything. I know it sucks to some degree for the players. Got it. But again, this is a lesson in don't go to a school strictly because of the coach. That can be part of the reason, but don't go to the school strictly because of the coach, which should be obvious, but often isn't. Don't go to the school strictly for the coach. Go to the school because you want to represent the school, because you want to get a degree at the University of Virginia, which is a prestigious degree.
Now, I agree with you, but at the same time, I kind of don't, for the main reason that when you're looking at schools, especially NCAA standard, the coach is the recruiter, the coach is the person that's kind of selling the program and all of that. So to come into a school assuming that the program is going to be one way with the guy that brought you there and said, oh, it's going to be this, to have him disappear right before the start of the season, that's, I can understand from an athlete standpoint being like, well, I was just promised a fake bill of goods.
It sucks, but, you know, it depends on when they were recruited, too. You know, some of these kids are recruited a year, year and a half ago, right? I mean, is Tony Bennett supposed to stay forever? And if he's doing it half-hearted, Matt, is that serving the kids in their best interests as well?
No, and I don't think that there's a good way to do this, but I don't. Actually, I do think there's a good way to do it. End of the season. Give the organization, give the recruitment class, give everyone enough time to be able to make the choices they need to.
That is the best
time. Because the program is not going to be the same as what you believe it,
what if
or
he
what
wasn't,
it was previous year.
What if he wasn't exactly feeling this way? And he was hoping, maybe he's feeling a little something-something, and he was hoping that some rest, the summer, getting back to practice would make him feel better.
That's great. He still has a team of young athletes that are reliant on him. So if he realized that he wasn't feeling it at that point, you finish out, you do one last season. Because, you know what? I realize I'm not able to do this anymore, but I've already committed to this season. It starts in 2 weeks. I got to shape up.
I think I can understand both sides of the aisle on this for cleanup on aisle 3. And one final one before we get to Dumb Dumb of the Day. Maddie found this from the Cincinnati.com, Cincinnati Inquirer, and this is going to speak to our guy Jeff in Vienna. I don't even know if Jeff's hit me up about this. I haven't seen it. Maybe I missed it. Apparently, Skyline Chili and Grater's Ice Cream had a concept and came together to create, well, a Skyline Chili Grater's Ice Cream flavor. However, it was met with, some criticism. And people were kind of wondering, what is this going to taste like? It was listed on supermarket websites. However, a senior director of advertising I don't know if it's Grater's Ice Cream or if it's for Skyline Chili. Maybe it's for both. Oh, they represent Grater's. Sorry. The actual ice cream. They confirmed that the ice cream chain and Skyline Chili are discussing a possible collaboration. However, in an update, now she says the flavor was concept art and is not available or in production just yet. Sure. So they are working on the collaboration with a spice blend and the ice cream and what have you, but it is not in anything more than in an R&D phase right now, research and development. So I guess the question is, while we can't actually taste it, Matt, would you be into Skyline Chili ice cream?
No.
Neither would I.
Much like in Jurassic Park, they decided that they wondered if they could and never wondered if they should.
I can answer the question. They never should. They never should. All right, coming back.
Clean up in aisle three.